At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That was like the least amount of fun ever after. Like once we... All right, here's what's bothering me.
What's
I'm
that?
Sorry, a lot of things going in my head right now. Mm-hmm. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. The Bills were in control of that game for the entire first half until there were like 3.5 minutes left, and I was like, wait a minute, what the hell? Like all of a sudden, the Texans were like, we are in control now. Mm-hmm. It was like that Captain Phillips movie.
Yes.
I am the captain now. And then from that point on, it was just a complete disaster. Yet despite all of that, your defense did enough, and
they
you got it.
Should have done enough.
They almost had it.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Joining us as he does every Friday or after the Bills game.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying. From 13 Wham and Buffalo Plus, please welcome Filthy Mouth Dan Fates. Hey, Fates, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, Kim already read me the riot act. I'm going to be good this week.
All right, Dan, I want to start with, if you are a football fan, what was the most exciting play last night? 4th and 27, final drive. Oh. Josh Allen has taken back-to-back sacks. It's bad, bad, bad. And the Bills gained 35, 40 yards on a hook and ladder, Dan. They converted a 27-yard fourth down for the game on a hook and ladder. Every middle school offensive coordinator stood up with an erection watching that play.
Yeah, do you know what the worst part was that I was at the station, and because it was on Amazon Prime, everybody's like streaming is a little bit different. So like the ball gets snapped and everybody in the newsroom starts cheering, and I'm like, why are they cheering? Like, what's going to happen? And it was like, oh, of course that happened. So yeah, that was I'll say this, that was the one creative play that Joe Brady dialed up, and it just so happened to be a trick play that somewhat worked, because besides that, it felt like a very boring, stagnant offense that we have become accustomed to seeing this year.
Okay, so let's talk about that before I get into my bitching, Tommy, that I've been doing about Thursday Night Football since the beginning of time.
Mm.
Dan, there were
like
two...
Like that we shouldn't do it?
Yes, 100%. But, here we go. Hear that smug laugh? All right.
Before... Well, I agree with you.
Okay, good. We'll get there in a sec, Dan. Dan, Bills fans have broken off into two camps this morning. There is a camp that is arguing that the roster offensively has been constructed poorly, that no matter who is calling...
Like they should have seen this coming.
Exactly. No matter who is calling this game as a coach, no matter who is playing
you drop
quarterback...
You dropped the ball in the offseason.
You got it. This is all
this
on the...
This is the result.
This is on the shoulders of Brandon Bean. You're also sitting Keon Coleman for a second game. Kimmy is under the impression that Keon Coleman may have been able to do something
for you.
Well,
no, I didn't say that. I just said it's going to draw criticism now. Like, you win a game without him, then you drop this type of game without him.
Okay.
Yeah.
There is another camp, Dan, and I know you've been seeing this on social media, that believes it is strictly the coaching staff that is to blame for last night, that the plays are obvious, that there is no creativity, that everyone knows what's coming, and if we had a different offensive coordinator, they would be scoring 35 points a game. Now, don't you fence it on me. If you had to choose the bigger problem, is it the offense, the way it is constructed with the players, or is it the offensive play calling that's the biggest problem?
It's the players. I'd start there. If I had to, you know, do a which part gets more blame, I look at the players. I just don't think they have the horses to run the race with an elite defense. Like, we'll do this thing too. I'll get this out of the way. Hey, keep your cap to the Texans defense. They're really good. You know, they're number one in ranked defense for a reason in the league. Okay. At some point, you need guys to make plays. And I'm looking at that game, and I've looked at it through most of the season. And I go back to – we've talked about it time and time again. Brandon Bean's comments on your sister station, WGR, going, Why are we talking about wide receivers? Because it's the NFL in 2025, and you have to throw the football. That's why we were making such a case about it, that you drafted Keon Coleman, who has been an utter disappointment, and the way the broadcast kept talking about, well, they're without Keon Coleman.
I know, right?
As, as if he's some all-pro who's injured. Guys, he has done nothing since week one. Nothing. And they talked like, oh, I can't believe they can even fill the team with Keon Coleman on the bench. He's there because he's useless.
Okay.
He's been bad on the field, and he's been bad off of it. But I look at this team and the way that it's constructed, Duffy, and I'm sitting there and I'm going, where do the Bills have an advantage? And where do defensive coordinators, is there one player outside of Josh Allen that keeps defensive coordinators up at night? There's not, and that's a problem.
Okay, you're going to send me off on another I'm angry tangent? Because, Tommy, Amazon football is still relatively new. It's only been there for a couple of years. And to make a splash.
I remember when it started, Al Michaels was in his early 80s.
Oh, my gosh. He was awful.
He's always awful because he's too old.
Thank you. No, it's not even that he's too old.
He is too old.
And it's Herb Street, too, right? Like the color guy, Kirk Herb Street. You can tell neither of them care and neither of them do. Like, Al Michaels knows he does not have to do a damn thing. The amount of things they got wrong about the game last night, to your point about the amount of things they did not know backstory. Dan, there's points in the game, like game-altering flags, plays are being snapped, and they're just like having a conversation in the booth watching a replay. You go back, oh, by the way, they just gained 7 yards. Like, what is happening?
He's turning to handsome Harry Carey.
Oh, good call.
Right? Because he's like, I don't know what's going on.
James Cook bounced one outside and took it like 20 yards, and I thought it was a 2-yard loss.
Yes!
You had closed your eyes. Like, I was seriously wondering. Al Michaels is an all-time great broadcaster. I get that. I don't know if he likes football anymore because he seemed so miserable at that game. And the way they talked about all these things, like, it was like they just saw players and they were like, hey, you know what? Jackson Hawes is a real weapon in this passing game. And they're like, who told you this?
Well, I might have actually told him that because I've been arguing that for the last couple of weeks, but that's like, neither here nor
there. It was just time and time again, and they kept reiterating that they're without Keon Coleman. It was a decision the coaching said. He's healthy, and they don't want him there. Like, they don't want him on the field. So I was understanding the legacy that is Al Michaels, like, put him out to pasture. It's all, like, we're good. I'm all good with
Al Michaels. Yeah, they usually shoot those people.
You heard it here. Dan Fates. No, I'm not going to say. You're listening to F-Word Dan Fates hanging out with us here in the break room on CMF on a post-game Friday this morning. All right. So if your belief then, Dan, is that the offense is poorly constructed, they don't have the players to succeed.
Well, you got a lot of injuries.
Okay. Well, offensively, you don't.
No.
Well, I thought you said a lot of those guys.
Okay, I take it back. All right. Yeah. I take it back. You're right. Dalton Kincaid doesn't play. Curtis Samuel wasn't good to go.
Who was the kid with the bad shoulder last
Wait.
Spencer Brown.
Yeah, Spencer Brown. But that's the offensive tackle. We're talking pass catchers here. All right, Dan, so then is the roster so poorly constructed that if you were the owner of the Buffalo Bills, you could justify in this moment bringing Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator, back next season to run it again?
No.
Okay.
Ooh.
I don't think you could do that. And it's funny.
Ooh,
like,
his ass.
I understand, like, for as much as I harp out on the fact pasture. That Brandon Bean saying, like, complaining about wide receivers is the dumbest argument ever during the offseason. Like, the Bills needed to address their defense. Like, there's no question about that. And that's what Bean did. What was it? 6 out of the 7 draft picks were all defense. And you were like, all right, I get it. But the blind faith that you had that these wide receivers were going to just have career years again was, to me, very asinine to think that, like, we're just going to do
careful.
It all
you're,
over
you're
again.
Walking a line, Dan. You and your filthy mouth.
I was fine. So, like, but this offense has been extremely predictable. So, to your other point, like, there's this concept that's called mesh, which pretty much you have two guys in the middle of the field crossing. And last night, people much smarter than me about football just kept showing clip after clip after clip over the last, like, season that they run this play all the time. And that's the only play they go to, and it's their go-to concept, and it's just not working. And when you are predictable as an offense and you're a great defense, it makes life really tough for your quarterback. So that's where Joe Brady seems to lack creativity. And that's why last year it didn't really matter because they were ahead. So there were never these moments where it's like, hey, you got to have this drive. What are your best plays? What's your go-to play on 4th and got to have it? This time,
hook and ladder. It's a hook and ladder, Dan.
No, Duffy, instead of a jet sweep to the tight end, it's a lazy handoff to James Cook, who was clearly gassed, trying to get off the field, and you run it right into the back of your center's butt. Like, I don't understand any of that concept.
You would know.
Well, yeah. I've had my butt hurt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're always butt hurt. Like, oh, my butt. It's so
I leave butt hurt hair every day.
All right, but Dan, here's what's frustrating to me. The most frustrating thing about last night is there were flashes of creativity. They started getting Ty Johnson involved with the passing game again. That worked a couple of times. You have the ability to get your running backs out in space and do things like that. There were a couple of passing concepts in the first half where it was like, okay, now we're moving the ball and you got them off balance. And then all of a sudden, they just go back to being what they are.
Yeah.
And Josh.
It is weird how they flip back and forth.
And, like,
yeah.
Here's the thing. Like, Josh.
Momentum is never on their side.
Momentum was the problem last night. But
I mean, they're sore butts.
And their butts are also sore. Thank you. But Tommy, you said it. Like, Josh is just getting cleanly blasted in the face over and over and over again. Like, Dan, that's not enough as an offensive coordinator to start pulling out some stuff that you wouldn't normally use?
Yeah, like, the Ty Johnson stuff is cool. And, hey, guess what? Gabe Davis ran a really good route yesterday and got open on a pass, a singular pass. But, like, guess
don't
what?
You dare. Don't you
Gabe
dare.
Gabe Davis didn't fix the offense, Duffy. Shocking. I'm stunned to know that they didn't put up 40
points. Oh, you know what? No. I'm not going to let that slide.
He's not going to let this
go. I'm not going to let that slide because last week when Gabe he had three catches on four receptions for 40-something yards.
But that's not a number one receiver.
No one's asking him to be a number one receiver.
But he kind of are.
But he didn't sign to be a number one receiver. Don't you take shots at the angel Gabriel Davis for going out and doing what he can in an impossible spot, you monster.
That's my point, though. You went out and got injured wide receiver to try and save your offense. Like, this stuff should have been addressed in the offseason, in the draft. Instead, you're paying $25 million to Curtis Samuel, who's made of glass. Josh Palmer has been very unimpressive, and Elijah Moore has been exactly what we thought, a guy that's been cut by three teams in 4 years. Like, you have done all of this stuff. You've gone to the worst grocery store, picked out expired goods, and then said, hey, Josh, make us a five-star
meal. Like your mom.
Like, that's what they're doing.
You know, like,
so that's what's so frustrating about this offense.
Busted bakery.
Well, no, bro. A lot of people went to the bakery
thrift
store.
A lot of poor people went there,
everybody went to the bakery thrift store.
Nobody goes to
buy. It's just as good.
Nobody raises it. Thrift store.
Entenmann's. Dan, when you were a kid, you grew up around here. You would go to that like Entenmann's like secondhand
bakery
shop. No,
he's a rich kid.
No,
what?
I don't know. I've never heard of this until you told me about it.
He's from a good-looking family.
What do you mean?
He's like an East Side good-looking family, not like.
Yeah, I grew up in Webster, man.
Busted ass, loaded up with like diabetes family.
It's weird that he said he grew up in Webster because Tommy, you've said that Webster is the most West Side of the East Side towns.
Yeah, he's one of the good ones.
Oh, is that it?
He's one of the non-diabetic.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said about me.
No, you called it the Grease of the East Side. That's what you
the
called
Grease
it.
The Grease of the East.
Yeah, Grease of the East. That's what he said, yeah. So that makes you like that makes you like an Athena graduate, Dan.
Athena equivalent.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh, I'm hearing some judgment.
Well, King of the West Side lives over there.
Who's that?
Your boy.
Who's my boy?
Lou.
Yeah, you're right. He does.
He kind of brought it down a little bit with his hot rods and his loud ass music and his long hair.
He could be in the Thanksgiving Day parade on the Stranger Things floats. You better watch your mouth.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you son of a bitch. 252 WCMF, Dan Fates from 13 Wham Buffalo Plus joining us here postgame. All right. Tommy, you know, you bring up shopping at the worst grocery store for spoiled groceries and asking Josh to make a five-star meal. Tommy, you had brought something up this morning.
What's that?
Because you said even when the Bills go out and get difference makers like a Michael Hoyt, like a Joey Bosa, you're not even excited to watch them.
No, anymore, because every time you get all these big, shiny objects, they end up getting injured. So what was the point? Like, you went and got these stars. They're kind of all long in the tooth. They get injured, and you never see them again, or you see them for a half a season, and they're gone. So what was the point?
I mean, Dan, I know we live in a bubble here where we are constantly focused on this, and every team goes through injuries. But it does feel like when it comes to the big names that show up or the impact players, they miss an unbelievable amount of time. I mean, is there a reason that is happening, or is that just bad luck?
It's a great question, and the one that stands out to me is always Devon Miller, which like was a great contract and was everything that you were hoping for, and then he tears his ACL in Detroit, and the rest, you know,
that's it.
The rest is history. Like, so you get Michael Hoyt, who gets suspended, and then he looks great in two games, and then he blows his Achilles out. Like, so there's something to that, and they have had a lot of soft tissue injuries, and the Bills changed over their entire strength and conditioning team this offseason. It hasn't gone well. A few weeks ago, Sean McDermott was actually asked, it was in the Miami game, was asked by Jace Kersey of the Buffalo News, like, what's going on? And Sean's like, we got to look into this.
So the soft tissue?
They're thinking about, like, they're seeing this, and they see it just as much as the fans are, where you're kind of going, how is this guy hurt again, you know, with a non-contact injury? So it is something the Bills are trying to address. I don't know how.
But don't get excited at the beginning of the season when they get all these people and you're all excited because you're going to the playoffs, and the next thing you know, the guy, three games in, he's out. Joey Bosa's got the weirdest hand I've ever seen. He's walking around with you. It looks like he stole one of your kettlebells out of the back of your car. And he's like working out while he's playing.
Kimmy, that's great advice from Tommy, who, as soon as we sign everybody in training camp,
I get that from
MVP.
You.
No, I'm the one who tells you to temper expectations.
Hollywood's coming to town.
I never said
you
that.
You always say sign Hollywood. You get excited when they
based
make
those
based
on you
signing.
Two.
No, I do not. Listen, I hated the Bosa signing. I hated the Bosa signing. I mean, bro, we've got one sack as a team in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
They sacked
because of the soft tissue,
which is supposed to be one of your strengths.
Thank you.
Going into the season.
And I get that.
It's what you invested in.
Yeah.
You invested in the defensive line in the draft. You spent money in free agency, and it has given you nothing. Trent Brown, the Texans' right tackle, had 21 snaps against Joey Bosa and didn't allow a single pressure. And the Texans' offensive line is garbage. Like, that should have been a
Texas
game.
That's Texas garbage.
It's so hot garbage, buddy.
That's hot garbage, baby.
They got C.J. Stroud killed 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, because of how bad they are. And C.J. Stroud has been sacked a ton, and the Bills couldn't even get in the same area code as Davis Mills' neck.
A lot of neck jokes this week. How about multiple people wrote me on Instagram last night? Because we've been making the neck jokes all week. Wow, his neck is... I can't believe it's
it's
neck.
Big, man.
It's a huge neck.
It's a stovepipe.
It's like Merton Hanks-style neck. It's a deep cut for all you football fans out there. All right, Dan, but here's the thing. Everything we saw last night, as frustrating
still
as...
still had a chance.
Yes, like you should have won that game, and it doesn't make any sense. And even crazier, like the eye test is not good. But when you look at the overall stats for this game, the Bills outrushed them. The Bills outpassed them. You lost the turnover battle, obviously. But even with a kickoff return for a touchdown, you outgained the Texans by like 125 yards and should have won that game despite all of it. So what the hell do we
no
take
execution,
from this?
No execution, man.
Yeah, this is a offense that has been so much living on we don't turn the ball over. You know, we're going to be physical. When you can't have explosive plays, big plays down the field, 20, 30-yard plays, like this offense just can't go 11, 12, 13, 14 play drives. It's just too difficult in the NFL.
Man.
So
shut up.
That's and to your Urge point, and like this isn't something that I made up. Like people will look at the stats and go, oh, their EPA is this and this DVOA is this. Like you said, Duffy, follow the eye test. Like, it has looked for 90% of the season, it has looked like a grind offensively. Even when they put up points, like even in the Bucs game, like it still looked like a grind. So
sloppy.
You still had chances, but you didn't have that guy. Like, if Gabe Davis gets his foot down, like we're maybe having a different conversation today. And for as bad as the defense played in the first half, allowing 20 points to Davis Mills, they only allowed 3 in the second half, and they had everybody injured in that game. Terrell Bernard was out. Maxwell Harrison went out. Like, they had guys out left and right. And defensively, they made enough stops in the second half. But the offense scored. They had 10 drives. They scored once. They scored once on the opening drive. Joe Brady lacked the ability to get to make those in-game adjustments and to take advantage of it.
He's
and that's
go.
The most frustrating. And I think I was saying it on Monday where I go, I still don't know what to think of this team. Duffy, I feel the same way about this team that I have felt the last 4 years when they have been, you know, Super Bowl contenders, which is they will go as far as Josh Allen's back takes them. Like, that's it. Like, it is Groundhog's Day.
You got to ride that back.
This is a team that cannot stop the run.
Oh, very soft tissue.
They can't stop the run. They live off turnovers. Like, they pray to God they get a timely turnover. And then it's, can Josh put on the cape and make enough plays late? That's it. Like, this is the same story, the same song and dance, and we're going to go into this offseason going, you know, they got to address pass rush. They got
to
address
back to Hollywood, man. Start shopping.
They got to draft a wide receiver, and they'll probably draft one wide receiver in the third round, and we'll be in a year from now I'll be arguing with you guys on the radio about this all over again.
So he's going to be one of the Josh Allen's going to be.
Don't do this right now.
He is going to be one of the greatest talents squandered. So because
is he going to be squandered? Is he going to be squandered?
So his claim to fame in Buffalo is going to be he won one MVP.
Yeah, bro,
and he should have won a Super Bowl, but you're going to get a trophy that doesn't matter.
You're an idiot,
and that's it.
You're an idiot. A man.
Dan, do you agree with me?
No.
Thank you.
So you're saying his talent is not squandered? They are going to win a Super Bowl with this kid.
I think his talent has been squandered. I don't think it's too late.
You're running out of time, and you're saying next year.
Bro, he's only been in the league.
You just said, Dan.
I got to
follow because he just said next year they're going to do the same thing all over again and get the same results, which means Josh is another year older.
They won't be another year older, but like I hope that this year and the rumors of them wanting to trade for Jaylen Waddle and the rumors of them like I hope this is the move on from Keon Coleman, like. Get a real guy to be like
a real boy, like a real guy out there.
Real man.
Well, like Duffy, the Bills have a bunch of guys. Like they're Jags, is what we call them. Just a guy. They need dudes.
That'd have been something
like, even Nico Collins is a dude. Like you can throw.
He's not a guy. He's a dude.
Like yeah, they just got a bunch of guys. You need some dudes.
There we go.
Put that on a t-shirt. Sell it at the rock shop.
We need some dudes.
Dan's cursing mouth. We got a couple of guys, but we need some dudes. All right, Dan, real quick, because I know we're running out of time here, and I appreciate you hanging in with us as we're all yelling at each other about the stupidest stuff.
Great.
And the only reason I ask this is because it, again, is taking over social media. In your opinion, odds percentage-wise that Sean McDermott is not the head coach after this season?
Oh, man.
Zero.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
But he ain't making the playoffs.
They're 7-4.
They're making the playoffs.
And they're going down. They're trending in the wrong direction.
No, they're not playing in the Tommy's mom division where everybody goes down.
Oh, why is that funny? Somebody makes fun of somebody's mom.
Oh, you want to talk about soft tissue? Talk to Tommy's mom.
Jeez Louise.
That's what she says because she's old-timey. Oh, jeez Louise. My soft tissue.
Jesus.
I know.
Why is this so, like... alarming.
You know what the worst part is? I didn't get dumped on any of that, but no, Dan didn't. Got dumped last week for what he said.
I know. I'm so afraid to talk.
Why? Because he's playing with my mother's soft tissue? You find that funny?
All right, Dan, we'll let you get out of here. Let's say I really enjoy all of the coverage, cursing or not, that you do on 13 Wham, Buffalo-wise, but I wanted that Buffalo coverage plus a little bit more.
Buffalo Plus YouTube channel, Mike and Jenna have their instant reaction. They were in Houston.
Wait, instant reaction?
Yeah, because they do it right after the game.
Damn.
That's why it's instant, Tommy.
Get him, Dan. Get him, Dan.
So I can check it out 12 hours later?
Well, yeah. Cause
instant reaction.
It happens right. They do it.
Soft tissue.
They do it right after the game.
Tommy's mom.
Dan, always great to talk to you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, there goes Hot Takes.
I don't know
filthy
why that
mouth.
Kid signs up for this.
Well, I don't think he's going to be here much longer now that we've gotten to your mom's soft tissue.
Oh, probably.
Jeez Louise.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You commit a crime, Tommy!
Due to time, buddy.
Well, yeah, eventually. The long arm of the law will eventually find you,
yeah.
Is what they like to say. And this is a case that has been 2 years, almost 3 years in the making.
Maybe they finally caught these people?
According to police, yes.
Damn.
If the allegations are true. And that's great and all.
Mm.
doesn't really do anything for this business that was out a whole bunch of money.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Let's go back in time.
What happened?
Come back with me to 2023. Do you remember the dirt bike burglary that everyone was talking about?
Well, they were stealing them, right, out of sheds and stuff?
Okay, this was one that happened in an actual power sports
like
business.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's called Filers, right? Filers Power Sports?
Right. Looks Guy like sells it. Dirt bikes and stuff.
Yeah, it's like a dealership. Yeah. So it's out in Macedon. Back in 2023, there was a $50,000 caper that went down at Filers Motorsports.
So they grabbed themselves a bunch of sickles.
According to police, 9 dirt bikes were stolen, and there were damages to some of the machines inside. Police say they used a truck to drive into the side of the building and broke the door, swiped the bikes, and got the hell out. And they were gone without a trace.
Yeah.
$50,000.
Damn.
And that case has been unsolved ever since.
Yeah.
Now, in March, there was the first arrest connected to the burglary, but yesterday, the Mendon Police Department made 4 more arrests. 3 men, 32 years old, 25 years old, and 21 years old, and a 25-year-old woman were arrested for crimes related to the burglary.
Wow. All
so, right. On one hand, Kimmy, if the allegations are true, you are bringing to justice these criminals that got away with a pretty big caper.
Oh, yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
On the other hand, Tommy.
What is that?
This doesn't really do anything for Filer's Power Sports.
I mean, they damaged the building. Because you said they rammed the truck.
Ran the truck through it. Then
they took all the bikes.
Damaged some other bikes.
So did they get any of the bikes? Well, but the bikes would be 2 years old and worthless.
There's no way these people would still have the bikes.
Well, even if they were, they're not. They sold brand new bikes, I'm assuming, here. And now they're old.
Yeah.
So they've lost their value, even if you got them back.
Yeah, you got it. So, like, good that the crime maybe, I mean, you know, they're just accused right now. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. Like, if you own this place, are you like, or you're just like, okay, whatever.
Well, you've been probably dealing with, like, your insurance company and everything else for the last 2 years just trying to get paid out.
Sure.
And I'm sure
if you even do.
I'm sure that you're happy that, you know, there's some justice to the whole situation potentially, right? Like,
but it's not like they were coming back in a year
from now. It doesn't benefit
you,
but it may be a little bit satisfying, you know?
Like, I don't know how I would feel because, like, let's say these folks, if the allegations are true, stole the bikes, flipped them, and made a bunch of money. They've spent that money. They've had the fun with it they were going to have. So
they've spent that money, and I don't know how big of a hit a small guy selling dirt bikes can take on his business. You know what I mean? Well, take a $50,000 hit plus the damages.
Yeah.
I mean, that could bury a guy.
It looks like they're still open. So.
But, I mean, not where he wants to be right now, I'm sure.
252 WCMF 252-92.
Based on the ages, too, they are now. They were teenagers when they did it.
One of them was. The rest of them.
Just one of them.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you're right.
Again, they were in their 20s.
32, 21.
Oh, 32.
That person would have been a teenager, but 25, 25. Yeah. There was another suspect back in March. That person was 23, so they would have been.
Yeah.
Adults.
Yeah. Look, even a teenager knows you don't back a truck
I wasn't
into
making
it.
An excuse. I was just thinking, like, because time has passed, I wonder if that changes how you feel about it. But
it
you're right. They're
suck.
Older than I thought they were.
252 WCMF. Again, 4 more people have been arrested in the Filers Motorsports dirt bike caper that happened back in 2023, March 2023. These people allegedly used a truck to ram into the building. They got 9 dirt bikes and damaged other bikes inside. But again, it'll be 3 years in March.
Well, and if there were that many people involved, to your point, like, about spending the money, it's not like they made all that much anyways, if anything.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you got 5 people, 50, that's 10 grand a person.
Do you think they got that much?
Probably not,
whatever?
But let's say you even cut in half. It's 5 grand a person in your 20s, $5,000? $5,000? I'm always curious when they solve investigations after a long period of time. Like, I get a murder cold case. You got DNA stuff.
Yeah.
There's a motivation to solve that because someone's family they're hurt.
They want answers. Yeah.
I've always been curious on crimes like this. They didn't rob a bank. It wasn't like a federal thing. What takes so long, one, to get to the bottom of that? Two, what piece of evidence showed up that incriminated these people?
Yeah, links it back to those cats.
That wasn't there six
Unless
months ago, a year ago.
Unless they're riding a bike and you pulled them over.
But then how would you have 4
somehow
of them?
Trace things back?
You know what I mean?
Unless one starts to squeal.
Yeah. Well, that's how I would imagine the other people that were involved.
You turn out the heat on
how
one.
How they got their names,
okay,
right?
But then,
from one person.
But they made 4 arrests at the same time.
Oh,
they made 1 arrest in March, 4 arrests at the same time. And again, with this guy that was arrested in March, like, if that's what kicks it off, because you may be right? Like, one guy turns on everybody to try and save his own ass. Why did it take you this long to find the other four people?
Well, you may not have the resources either.
The resources?
Hey,
I see you over there. When I get a pair of handcuffs, I'm going to use them on you.
That's right, buddy. Because everybody's coming up short with, like, manpower. So maybe they don't even have the resources to go chase these guys down. And you're thinking, like, to your point, let's say you don't have enough cops right now in some of these municipalities where they're short. We've run ads right now where they're looking for people in these counties to fill these positions. So let's say you're coming up short.
Okay, hold on.
And you can't get them people over there.
I don't know of any local town police departments that are short on cops. I could be wrong.
Well, I mean, to put resources into dirt bikes when you got other problems. To your point, like if real humans, I got humans suffering over here, and I got somebody's mini enduro missing over here. I'm guessing body trumps bike.
I would agree with that. Counterpoint, it's the Mendon Police Department. How many bodies are popping up in Mendon that aren't there because of
in the
high
pond?
Schools? High schoolers and their dads.
Every once in a while, we get a floater.
Like, there's no CSI Mendon.
Yeah, that's why they got Devil's Pond over there, man.
That's the one case where, and I thought the Sheriff's Department patrolled
actually,
that.
There's been a few bodies dumped in there.
No, I understand, but that's the Sheriff's Department. It's a county park.
Anyway.
I wonder if the people that were arrested saw this coming or, like, could feel them getting closer, or if this was a complete, like, damn it, I really thought we got away with
but
something
But you're always
here.
Riding looking over your shoulder.
No, but to Kimmy's point, I would think after a year,
after
I'm
a couple
I'm
of years,
free.
I would think, like, well, they didn't solve it. They're probably not
they
looking
care.
For me.
Yeah.
I'm in the clear.
No manpower.
You just make stuff up and just confidently say it into a microphone.
Yes.
That makes me smarter than you for some reason.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.